The Atlantic's Goldberg, "We are not going to be intimidated by the president." By Pam Kee on September 6, 2020. Editor-in-chief of The Atlantic magazine Jeffrey Goldberg defended his article claiming President Donald Trump said Americans who died in war were losers and suckers Sunday on CNN's Reliable Sources. Host Brian Stelter said, speaking of the climate and the president's attacks, "Here's his latest broadside against you and your magazine and the majority owner." He writes that Steve Jobs would not be happy that his wife is wasting money he left her on a failing radical left magazine. The magazine is not failing, run by a con man. That's you apparently, that spews fake news and hate. Call her and write her. That seems ominous to me. Do you interpret that as a threat? Goldberg said, "I spent a lot of my career covering dictatorships in the Middle East. And so I'm familiar with this kind of discourse. It is a threat. It is meant to intimidate. I would only say we are neither failing or radical left. I would also say, I'm not speaking for the ownership or the management of the company. I would say that we have excellent owners who value editorial independence and integrity. I would just say that we are not going to be intimidated by the President of the United States. We're going to do our jobs. I think that is true for a large number of outlets." His intense frustration, which comes out in these outbursts, comes from the fact that unlike dictators in other countries, he cannot shut down media outlets that he doesn't like. And so, it's our duty to continue to pursue the truth no matter what he says about us. Follow Pam Kee on Twitter at Pam Kanan.